KSL News Time approaching 5:59. Time for Triple Team Traffic. Let's cover your trip home, starting with Ricky Meese.
Thank you, Jeff. We are still seeing some spots of heavy and slow traffic southbound I-15 between downtown Salt Lake City and Sandy, and a new accident over to the left shoulder on the collector ramp from westbound I-80 to southbound I-15. The west belt still stacked up and slow southbound from I-80 to about 3900 south, and some slowing westbound on the 201 scattered from I-15 to Bangor. Joe Davis?
You'll see some temporary intersection slowdowns as you go down Bangor Highway at this point, but in general, it is wide open and very, very good at this point. 5600 west, busy from California Avenue through about the 201. And then as we look down to Utah County, we still got a lot of traffic as you go around the point of the mountain. That will continue all the way down to 1500 north. The northbound traffic in that same area, though, has subsided. And out on the Redwood Road, you're going to find it's very busy from 2100 north all the way down to Pioneer Crossing. Mark?
Well, if you've noticed some unusually heavy streets in the Ogden, North Ogden area, maybe because we've had a lot of wrecks up there, and we're going to conclude with the latest one in Weber County, North Ogden, southbound Washington Boulevard. Seeing it on the travel cams at 2500 north, crash. The northbound and southbound commute through Willard is a little slower than you might like it to be because of some lane restrictions there. The delays northbound out of downtown continue in spots up to the north interchange. Then between Farmington and Kaysville, slowdowns continue. Join Amanda Dixon October 15th at the Utah County Walk to End Alzheimer's. Help raise awareness and funds for Alzheimer's care, support, and research. To register, visit alz.org/walk. Mark Jackson and the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic.